这个剩剩下的吗？
不是不是，
哦，是跳蚤吗？
跳蚤，
跳蚤，不可能。
So today quickly read the story.
One. Today I meet a pauper. When I take the plant, Bojana in plant to Bandai, Bandai exit the other parent on his knee and see 2 seconds and read back to me. Let's accept or reject.
Lunch time.
Yes. I don't see anything.
This is what? Bojana?
Bojana?
Okay.
And others, fruits and others. To you, you accept on your knee, see 2 seconds, and don't move anything. Back to me. I don't know it's accept or reject. It didn't take anything.Just take the breath, see, back to me.
So, yes, this is also
rejection.
Yes, he received, did not make padikepa, but after he became his own possession, then he gave it to somebody else, make dana to you, back to you.
Yeah.
Therefore, it is not padikepa. No pavarama.
不是那个，不对，他说这不是起源，因为他等于是他已经接受了。
就说他做了这个程序，我们以后也可以做这个程序，就可以不成为满足了，对吧？是这个概念了。
So he is asking that, so if this monk, if this kind of procedure can avoid pavarana, then he will also we can also follow this kind of procedure in the morning. So if somebody tries to offer us something, we accept 1 second, 2 seconds.And give back like that.
Can do it, but this Bande, he already put down?
Yes. Yesterday, he take the plants, see and take something, spoon, take something to his spoon and take the plants back to me. But today, he just see, no, back to me.
But, okay, because he did not reject, no? Now
yeah,
this,
yes.
That's what, after the, you make abhiharati means you offer.
Yes.
You offer, he does not.
No.
But here.
He
sees.
Yeah,
right?
Yes.
After he makes, this is now his possession. His possession. Okay? So then he looks, I like to offer to somebody else. Then he is offering now. Offering.
Oh.
So.
Okay, good.
Okay.
看了没有？
看着啊，这个我知道，但是你后面说一些我不知道，后面说些什么东西？
哦，我说这个算，就是说算是满足还不满足？
不满，他已经说了，他已经说是
不
满足，
对
对。然后你们就只说这个，后面你再没说别的，后面我没听到，你们后面。
没有，班队的意哦，后面我说一下，班队后面意思说他接过盘子就接受了，
对啊。
但他这样还给我，他算是 offer 给。
对啊，这个我也知道了。然后你们后面
没有，就他就解释在
就重复了一些，
对，
那我听。
其他人没听到。
就是我看那个有些尊者是有这个做法，就是刚我把就是比如说通心粉，我给他蒯勺通心粉，然后呢，他跟我说一点点，做这么一点点，然后我就只给他放一点点，像这种做法是不是可以的做法？
So he is asking that, so for example, if he is offering some macaroni.To another monk, so he wants to offer a spoon, a full spoon of macaroni, to the other monk. But the other monk make this gesture. Little, tick, like that. So is that considered as particular or not?
Yes, it is patikepa.
This is patikepa?
Patikepa, huh? Because now you see, now the amount he wants to offer, he wants to accept only part of that.
Oh,
you see, it is like preventing the daika offering.
就是有一件事儿啊，我这个有那个笔记，但是我记不清楚当时长老是不是说有句话，我就跟您确认一下。
嗯，
就是那个，就是《伊沃杜托》里有写，然后长老也说了，就是那个粥啊，就米粥，然后熬比较稀的那个米粥啊，它那个拒绝了以后不算满足。
对。
然后长老有没有说这个比较稀的米粥算主食还是算副食？啊，对。我这个我不记得，因为我当时笔记里没有。
So he's telling that so for that kind of rice brew, which is very thin, like liquid. So we know that if we rejected that, it is not considered as what's called pavarita. But is this kind of a grow or porridge considered as a burden or not? This is the question.
What? I don't follow. Which one?
So that kind
macaroni.
Of
macaroni. Huh? Macaroni. What? Different question. This is different question.
Yes, different question.
Ah, okay. I can't follow. What is the burden?
So that kind of rice brew, which is very thin, like liquid, something like that.
Yeah.
Is this considered burden or not?
What is this kind of thing? Liquid thing,
yes,
gruel,
yes,
rice gruel.
Yes,
yes, yes. Yes, according to this explanation and so forth, if there is no any mark remaining on the top, on the surface, there is, because of it is liquid, so it is not. It does not belong to the pavarana, to the pavarana bodhya.
It does not belong to pavarana, but is it
bhojana? It's not bhojana.
It's not bhojana. Okay.
Yes, otherwise, if it goes bhojana, it will become pavarana.
Okay. 这就不算主食
啊，这不算主食，
对，就不算主食
哦。那就是稀的肉汤也不算主食。
对他说只他的意思是说只要你拒绝不会让你成为满足，这种东西都不是主食。
哦，
那也就是在其他的关于与主食相关的戒律里，比如说斩断食与主食相关，那这种戒律里边，或者节动食，那是不是也是这个？
什么标准？
就是，比如说这种稀稀的肉汤，然后那个、或者是比较稀的肉汤，然后以这个说，真的明天来我家喝肉汤，以这样的方式啊。
So he's asking that, so this kind of rice brew is not considered as bhojana in the parampara bhojana shikshapa also, or it only applies to this rule.
So I think you have no. This is the this explanation comes from the commentaries. And I think it applies only in this rule about this odi. Odi means I could not find any other place about odi. Odi means the hole which appears on the surface. So therefore, in other places, of course, this does not appear. I have to check because I have never seen in other rules. So it applies only in this rule.
他目前认为就是说这可能应该这可能只适用这两天，因为他说那个词就是说你在米粥上面咬出现的洞那个词呢，就是说这个词目前他只在这条线里边见过，在其他界里边他没有见过，所以说他需要回头再看一下，但是他目前倾向于认为就可能只适用这两天。
那个 是这样，那个肉汤如果施主不说这是肉汤，只说这是汤的话，然后是可以拒绝，没问题的。然后如果同一个肉汤，然后施主说这是肉汤的话，那么拒绝就是有问题的。
对，这就称为满足。
对，我这个我理解没问题。
对，
我只是想知道，就是说这个这同一个肉汤本身有两种属性。就是说，如果长老说这个东西就是主食，但是说在这种情况下，你拒绝主食，不成为满足，这个我也能理解。我不能理解的是，同一个肉汤呢，不可能有两种属性，要么是主食，要么是副食。
啊，
就同一杯肉汤，你不可能有两种属性在这上面，是不是？
So he's telling that according to Kankawa Rinpoche, so if a daik offer you a cup of a meat soup.And it said, and he says, Bhante, please accept this cup of soup. So then, suddenly, then if you rejected that, you would not become Pavana. You would not become Pavana. But if the same day I said, Bhante, please accept this cup of meat soup. So then if you reject it, you would become Pavana. So he's asking that, also this cup of meat soup is the same.So why in one circumstance it is what's called bhojan, but in other circumstances it is not.
Okay, see, now this is again commentary explanation, but I think the spirit behind is that on the daikas emphasis. Now, some daikas they just offer soup. It is meat soup, but it's just a soup. It's not important item for them. Therefore, they don't emphasize the importance of that, just the soup. Okay, also this meat soup. They emphasize only the part is soup. It is not important item like that. But some daigas, because it's meat inside, they won't emphasize the meat, that this is very important thing. Okay, important soup.
Okay.
So they emphasize the meat soup, and they want really to offer it.
Okay.
So this is why, it's called, if the monk now, he knows that it's the meat, he rejects, then the daiga is offended.
Okay.
Can be because of this.
Okay.
It depends on the emphasis the daiga gives.
Okay.他说这个事情是取决那个施主的侧重的，就是说因为这个事情你比方说施主他如果说这个东西是个肉汤的话，那等于说施主供养这个东西里边供养这个东西时候，他有动机强调这里边有肉，
对，
这里边有肉，然后这个事儿你把施主供养这个肉给拒绝的话，这可能是那个施主有可能受到冒犯的地方，就以后你如果再识别什么就行了。但如果说施主那个他只说供养汤的话，这说明这那个对即使对施主来说，这汤里边到底有没有肉，可能都不是那么重要。
哦、
那在某种程度上，这也可能就说明这里那里边肉可能也不是很多。
哦，
对，
哦，我明白了，就是说这个东西是主食还是副食，是看施主的想法。
对，
不是这东西它本身固有的一种属性。
对。
哎，等会儿，那个刚才那个，就王凯问那个，我有点走神了，是不是说长老说这个西周算不算主食副食？就是说西周算副食的这件事儿，只适用于这场地，不适用于其他的解释？
对他目前倾向这么认为，但是说回头说他要查一下。
哦，行。
OK,
now regarding this, let me see.
对，刚才他那个翻译的再翻译一下，就是他早上的时候，
早上是什么？
他说早上的这个，哎，先有，你刚才说的是这个是
中午的时候，
我给你翻译吧，我知道他怎么回事，就是说那个他把一个小盘子里边放上主食，然后给别人供养，那个人先接受这个东西，然后拿手里边看了两分钟，还给他，
这算不算？
不算，
因为他已经接受了，
已经接受了，
但是他现在是，
他自己的东西，然后他把它供养给他，
给供养给
他，对。
哦。
Okay, now quickly read the next rule.
Okay.
So what happened to Jinasiri?
He go to listen to the Dhamma talk, and he said maybe have 1.5 hours he will come.
他在哪里？
是摄影长老开始，只要摄影长老有开始，他应该是一定会去，然后就不去，就为这个。
We try to prevent him to go to the Bodhivata. Well, now he goes to Dhammadesa.
So you cannot change his schedule. I mean, if something is scheduled for him, it's very difficult for him to change. That is a problem.
Schedule means?
You cannot. It's very difficult. It's very difficult for him to change his set schedule, either about sleeping time or his Bodhivata or his Dhammatalk. Once it is set for him, it's difficult for you to change. This is.
He already met the schedule before, or what?
His own schedule. This is his own schedule. Right. So that means every day, every week, he has to go to Vanamrana Dhammatalk. For every month, he has to go to Mikurabindu's duty. Something like. For every night, which time he has to sleep. So that means you cannot change.
Okay, quickly.
Okay. 尔时佛世尊在舍卫城其住几孤独园，其实二比丘于俱罗国住舍卫城之阶环而行，甲比丘非法行，乙比丘言比曰：吾由勿作如是，自居正行。甲比丘心生怨恨。彼等至舍卫城，其实于舍卫城有一集团施众僧时，乙比丘足食已，怀恨之。甲比丘至亲比家，持来钵食，至乙比丘处而坐如是言：有食之，有丰盛也。我足食已，有味甚美，请食。乙比丘为甲比丘所迫，而食其钵食，怀怨之。甲比丘对乙比丘言：有汝食言我罪，而汝足食复受请而食，非蚕食之软食。有岂不应告也？有岂不应问也？于是乙比丘以此事与诸比丘，诸比丘中少欲者非难，何以比丘以非蚕食之软食请以足食之比丘耶？乃至比丘汝食以请比丘耶？实然世尊。佛世尊喝则愚人，汝为何以请比丘耶？愚人，此非令未信者生信，乃至诸比丘，汝等当如次诵此佛注：任何比丘将非蚕食之嚼食或啖食持来，请以足食比丘云：比丘，嚼之食之，知罪而欲食饭者，若使其比丘食之，多一及。任何者，比丘之意，持来者，云随汝所欲而取之。以足食者，参照波依提，三五，此名为非蚕食。嚼食者，参照波依提三五。比丘者，其他之比丘也，知而自知，或他人告彼，或彼语，欲使犯者思。由此我当非难之，使义之，斥责之，举言之，使其困惑，而持来者突吉罗，依彼语取而嚼啖者突吉罗，每厌食突吉罗，食以波依提，于足食有足食想，以非蚕食之嚼食或但使持来请者波依提，于足食有疑想突吉罗，于足食有非足食想不犯也。欲令食非食药七日药进行受药而持来者突吉罗，以彼语取而嚼啖者突吉罗，每厌食突吉罗，于足食有足食想者突吉罗，于足食有疑想者突吉罗，于足食有非足食想者不犯也。令作蚕食法而语，令行蚕食法之后言请食而语言为他持去而语与病者之蚕食非食药七日药进行受药，于医能说请食而语疯狂者最初之犯行者不犯也。
So you want to proceed to Gangavitarani? Okay, let me see what's Gangavitarani. How much? Very little, one piece maybe. Very brief, no? Yes. Okay, you can read Gangavitarani.
Okay. 在第六，假如拿去邀请，假如持续后来比丘，咀嚼或使用，如此邀请，知道听了或见了而知道那位已满足者已满足的情况，欲使他犯而指责者，期待指责责备使沮丧的情况，在他使用心堕落，此中再持续施予，只要是只是恶作。假如那位比库接受那食物持续施予者再犯恶作，在那位比库食用时持续施予者对那每吞咽恶作，在食物完毕心堕落，在沙瓦提某一比库开始再以非剩余的食物拿去邀请的故事制定，非共通制定，不命令，再以满足存疑满足想者心堕落，再以满足存疑者为了食物而以叶分药等持疑者，以及在接受那些叶分药等和在每吞咽者，以及在未满足存疑满足想和疑者恶作，未满足想者另作于时法后而施予者，或另作于时法后说请食用而施予者，或为了他人而带来说请带去而施予者，以及以叶分药等再有因一丸请食用而施予者，以及对那疯狂者的无罪。在此有五种构成要素：一、已满足；二、已满足想；三、期待指责；四、已未作于时法而持续邀请；十五、食物完毕。等其等与不允许学处相似，而此学处为苦受。
Okay, now here the Srulis symbol.The only difference is that that monk gets angry, and he wants to make the other monk fall into pavarana shikava, pavarana offense. So,
这条写很简单，然后和上一节比较相似，就是区别就在于，就是这条写也是一个比库出于善信心，然后呢，企图是另外一个比库犯那个足食戒。
Then if you have any question, you can ask. Otherwise, it is.
如果大家有什么问题，可以问。这儿大家有什么问题吗？
这个期望陷害对方的这个比库，我知道。
嗯。
只要对方比库吃完了，他又犯巴吉底亚，在吃的时候就恶作。
对。
但是，如果这个接受这个钵食的人，他知道他的心里他想陷害我做这个。那我就明知故犯。那他犯什么罪啊？是主食罪吗
？Okay. So he's asking that. So if the monk who received the food, he's aware of the fact that. So the other monk is making revenge to him. The other monk is making some kind of revenge to him. So he knowingly take this what's called extra burden of food. So he knowingly took that food.So will this receiver avoid offense?
Knowingly receives it?
Yes.
If he receives, not a problem, because he refuses, no, the other monk refused.
He refuses?
Let me see.
It is not mentioned in this.
Right, it is, yes, he accepted it. No, yes. Accepted means thinking that this maybe it is atirita bhojan.
Yes.
Because he has eaten it, no?
Yes, but if he does not have the perception of Atirita Bhojan, but he actually knows that the other monk is taking revenge on him, this is not Atirita Bhojan at all. So he knows the other monk is lying. So because, and he knowingly he took this food and eat. So in that case, will this monk find offense or not?
Yes, he will fall into Pavarana offense.
Even
that monk now, in that story, he has fallen into Pavarana offense.
You mean that story has
fallen? Yes, it's fallen. It's fallen to Bhavarana offense. So then, but the Buddha wanted to prevent
okay.
this happening again.
Okay.
So then, for now, the other monk told him no.
Okay.
I call now you think that you are going to tell me that I'm doing wrong things.
Okay.
Look, you have done wrong thing.
Okay.
Actually, he did wrong thing.
Okay.
But he want to cheat him.
Okay.
I call that is by cheating.
Okay.
So that is revenge.
Okay.
For now, the Buddha did not object that the first monk did not fall into pavarana offense.
Okay.
But he, with this rule, he want to prevent other monks do this kind of tricks in order to make other monks to fall into offense. Okay.
就不管你知道还是不知道，其实那个那个那个，即使介绍那个十五条，他都是犯八戒谛啊。就是即使在故事里边，那个接受的比不太也是犯八戒谛啊。他也犯了。你看那个第三十五条那个律藏，于非三世，有三世想，不异体。三十五条的律藏。
对，三十五条那个律藏里边有解释，那个于非三世，有三世想是不异体，是这条解释无心戒。
哦，就是说他犯的是主使的八戒谛啊，而不是这条八戒谛。
对。那个人犯三十五，那个人犯三十六。
You can tell him now,
this rule is to prevent other monks doing these things, for other monks to fall into offense, deliberately to make them fall into offense.
So, this is to prevent that
this can be done with other rules, for example, now stored up food. Okay? You know that this is stored up food, okay? And you tell the other monk in the morning, you tell, take, you know, just to make him fall into offense.
Mm-hmm.
The other monk does not know because he trusts you, and he takes. That monk falls into offense, but at the same time now, because you, make him to fall into offense, there is some, look at that, according to this one. Okay, because now, according to this rule, this is anuloma.
Anuloma.
Okay. Anuloma means if you prompt other monk to fall into offense, anuloma means according to this rule, there are other school, it does not take directly, but this applies for the other rules also, that is not dukkata, it's not pachitya.
So this dukkata is not mentioned in Vinaya Pitaka, I think
it is. It is, but it goes, we take it according to anuloma.
Anuloma,
according to this rule, anuloma means, according to this rule, because this monk did it only pavarana sikapada.
Yes.
Now for pavarana sikapada, it is pachitya.
Okay.
But if he does with other rules, it is dukkata. According to the Chatu Mahapadesa.
So for all the, for all the other rules, that means whether it's somebody says Nisaki Pachiti or Pachiti or Dukkata. But the monk who prompts it.
He prompts it, he only Dukkata.
Okay. 然后他说呢，就是这种服务方式，他不仅是这样，也就是他不一定是那个想用这个八戒谛三十五条让你翻译，他可能让你想用那个食用那个储存的食物，就是说本来这个食物是那个食别人储存的，就是这个姐已经这个食物已经不能再让比丘吃了，然后他骗你说这个食物是那个新供养食物，然后你把这个食物没事，然后这样的话他会让另外一个翻个座。 然后，但是这样是在这个比丘自己，他也会犯恶作。然后也不光这条戒，是不光这样，还有很多其他戒。如果你故意让其他另外一个比丘犯戒的话，你自己会犯恶作。他说，这个是根据那个四大准则里边随顺的来判断。
那这个也是会犯哪条戒的？就是比如说故意让别人让其他比丘犯戒。
他就属于这条戒下面的恶作。
啊，属于这条戒。 对，他是那个在这个戒在律藏里边没有直接说，这个是根据四大准则来判断。哦，
对。
那如果说一个比丘，然后早餐的时候，一般都不分食物嘛，故意拿了一盘挺不好的米饭，然后挨着人要给，然后来迫使他们阻止，但是不是迫使他们犯戒，迫使他们达到那个法王的那个状态，那这种。 比如说他是以善信，他故意这么去坏人家，那个一般一看就不想吃没食欲的东西。
So he's asking that, so for example, if one bhikkhu at breakfast time, so he's taking a tray of spoiled rice, and he's trying to offer this spoiled rice to other monks. And he knows that few people will accept this kind of spiritual rice in the morning. But he's doing that with the intention for the other monks to become pravartas, so that they cannot easily take lunch or they were going to offense like that. So then, so in that case, is there any offense for this monk?
Yeah, Dukkha according to that, because now yes, pachitya according to the Gangotri, pachitya takes place if this monk already the other monk who receives, mm-hmm. he finishes that meal. This is the end of that meal is pachitya.
Okay.
By every following is dukkata. By every following of that monk who receives, uh-huh. I call. Excuse me, it is to make bavara, no?
Yes.
We say, bavara. To make him make bavara.
Yes. So that it will become trouble for him.
Doesn't say, this rule doesn't say, but because now this monk, according to this rule, he already become pavarta.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one cheated him with anatirita bhojana, which is already freshly bought.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, make him fall directly into offense.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm.
So, but if the bhikkhu in the morning, who does reject the spoiled rice becomes pavarita, but he does not fall into offense.
Mm.
Okay?
Mm.
Only if he gets up from his seat and has to eat
another meal,
he has to be careful to make alamitasana.
Yes.
So in that case now, this is not covered yet. This is not covered.
他说你这个情况是不包括这些比库已经成为祖师，然后他那个比库他通通通通这种行为直接让他犯戒，然后这种行为才是这里边说情况，但你说这个情况是不包括的这条戒里边。他会令僧团还很麻烦。对。
So he said, but this kind of behavior will bring trouble to the sangha.
But you see now, I told you now, monks actually should be careful. So then, with these kind of things, it can be also not spoiled, it can be good rice also.
Okay.
So then, and you reject because you have enough in your bowl. You have already received good rice, good quality rice, maybe better than the other. And you want, I don't know what. So then you reject it, then pavarita. So it's very common in the morning to find pavarita. If for things you like, but because you have enough in your bowl, you don't like to have more. So you can become pavarita. So,
他说这个，他说那个，但是对于比库来说，就是变成一碗足的情况是很正常的，就是不一定是这种坏米饭，哪怕是好米饭，可能你不你剥这碗好米饭已经足够多，也可能你剥这米饭比他给你的米饭还要好。 这种情况下你也会拒绝，然后你也会变成一满足，所以说整个就是不管怎么说一个比库就是对一满足这种情况应该是很注意才对。So
there was a case when one single monk he got angry because there was another foreign monk. When he already started, the single monk started eating. That foreign monk, I don't know, he offered him some cake like that. He offered him and that single monk rejected it. Then after he got up single man, he told the foreigner, you make me to make pavarita and so forth, why you offer this me food? You should not offer my you should have offered my this food to me. And then that foreign man shocked. What is this? And he ran and so forth and he came to me and asked me, what wrong did I do? So then I explained nothing wrong, it is only that bhikkhu does not know the rule correctly. I told that single monk does not know the rule correctly. Okay, actually, it is his fault. It is not your fault.
So this is breakfast or lunch?
Breakfast.
Breakfast. Oh, okay.
So then I told you that single monk does not know the rule correctly. He should not blame you. He should blame himself. Because if he actually he knows that how not to fall into pavarita, he should not have rejected that food. It is his fault. Become pavarita.
Okay.
It's not your fault.
Okay. 嗯，他说这就是这样，以前龙胜一发生的故事，然后就是在赤岛滩的时候呢，一个外国比库，然后去给一个香拉比库供养一块蛋糕，然后那香拉比库给拒绝了。然后拒绝之后呢，然后那个这个香拉比库他吃完早饭以后非常愤怒，然后跑到外国比库跟前说，你看你怎么对我这么坏事，你让我变成猪食了。然后呢，然后这个外国比库听这话也很吃惊。然后就去找达尔倾诉这件事，然后呢，那个当时这个倾诉这个事情经过，然后那个达尔跟他说这件事情不是你的错，是那个新阿拉比库的错。那个新阿拉比库为什么说这是自己的错呢？因为他学这条线上面他没好好学，就是他如果他有好好学的话，他就知道应该有办法可以有办法不拒绝你，然后不让自己变成主持，他就不会再这样发火了。
So you know, you must know also that if this kind of things happen to you, you can't blame others. Whether it's Samanera or the layman or a bhikkhu who offer you something in the morning and you reject. It is not the fault of others, it is your fault. Now, other people, they want really with gladness to offer you something. In that moment, they don't think. But you have to think about the rule. You have the rule. The Samaneras have not the rule. Lay people have not the rule. Other bhikkhus, of course, sometimes they did because of, they want really, they are very glad to keep. In that moment, because of this gladness, they don't think. So therefore now, it is not the fault, it is your fault, because you have to keep the rule.
然后他说大家要注意，就是在早餐时候，然后别人供养你东西，然后那个然后那个你如果最后把他拒绝，然后变成素食的话，你就是大家要注意，就不是别人的错，是你自己的错，因为他就是那人给你供养食物的时候，他们一般来说都是出于唤起心供养，啊，这可能正是因为这种唤起心，他们可能或者他们根本不知道有这条戒，或者他们知道这条戒，但是因为唤起心把这事给忘了，但如果你好好学习这条戒的话，你就知道应该怎样不犯素食戒。所以说，我觉得如果出现这种情况，应该不是他们的错，而是自己的错。
我还想再问一个问题，那个是不是说那个接受食物的时候，那个食物的量不能超过那个锅的那个上限，是有这个规矩吗？
所以可以，你是说什么时候脱锅的时候，还是说在食堂里边的时候？
就是比如说脱锅那个食物，那个不是开始吃之前那个。我是想问什么？
那是托钵的时候，那是中学法里边，那是中学法里边。
啊，那比如开始吃的时候，它也是满的，它一直是满的。那这个时候有人如果来供养，如果要，比如开始刚吃一口，但是如果这一勺放进去，它就又超过那个沿了，就是可能这种情况，那这种情况要怎么办呢？是接受然后会犯戒，还是说拒绝然后？
那个你确定那个犯戒吗？那个因为你这
我不知道，
对，
我就是不知道这个事情是怎么处理的。
Okay. So he's asking that. So for example, if a monk took a bowl full of food, full of food means the food is up to the rim of the bowl, up to the rim of the bowl. So he started eating just one spoon. So at that time, some other monk came and tried to offer him a big spoon of food, something like that. So his first question is that so if he accepted this big spoon of food and let it be put into his bowl, so in that case, it's called the food heap will be higher than the rim of the bowl. So he's asking. So the first question is that so in that case, will the receiver fall into offense or not?
If he receives the food,
yes, dukkata of offense or not?
It's called now. You see, now this is the rule about tupikatan pinabatam. What rule he refers to become offense? How do you think he thinks that man can become offense?
A sekhya rule.
Sekhya rule about
yes,
tupikatan pinabatam.
Yes.
Hipped.
Yes.
So then, so now tupikatan means one should not eat the food from the middle of the bowl.
No. So he's telling that when we receive the pinapats, this heap of food should not be higher than the rim of the bowl.
That sekhya does not tell like that. Huh? That sekhya, the meaning of that sekhya is not that.
It's not that.
Now, tupikatam pindapatam pujisamiti, the meaning of that sekhya means I should not make from the middle of the bowl, okay, and start eating. You should start from the corner of the bowl and eat. That is the meaning of the rule. Therefore, dupikata does not mean that it's called, it exceeds the rim of the ball.
So I don't think we are talking about the
that
same
is
rule.
Which is the rule?
Yes, what you are talking is also a secret rule, but it's not that rule. I think there's another rule about that. Let me see. So he's talking about Sikhya number 30.
What does Sikhya number 30 tell?
He's telling
us. No, I can't listen.
Samadhitika.
Samadhitika Vidavada Buddhism. So then.
So here,
okay, just one. Okay. Number 30.
Yes. Asamatiti kam pindapattam padigahi samiti sikha karaniya. This one.
Now, according to the rule, so then, therefore now, this is now, but this is easy to solve. Now, you see, usually,
So
if there is no space in the ball to take and so forth, I told you now the policy is either you put another plate in front of you and eat in the morning, okay? So then he tells the monk to put on that plate, as called, because you know that even the food you have already in the ball, you might not able to finish it, okay? Even if it is half ball. Sometimes you're not able to finish it. That's why many monks go and throw so much food, no?
Yes.
So therefore now, if it is half bowl, let alone full, so then you better put a plate in front of you in the morning and start eating. If somebody wants to offer you, you just tell him to put on the plate. You don't receive it inside the bowl. So or even if the bowl is half, this is what I mean. Because now you know that this food is going to be wasted, to be thrown away. So now, even according to this rule, it's called, if you receive, then you break another rule, this secure rule also. So then, if you receive and so forth, and tupika, I just want this samatitika, no? If you break that secure also, you follow another rule also. So therefore now, you have to be, as called, if it is already to the rim, your body is full to the rim, and you received more pindapata, which exceeds the rim, and this is now the pindapata who receive it is about rice, no?
Rice?
Not vegetables, about rice. So this is what it means.
Okay.
So if it exceeds, then of course you fall into Sakya rule also, into break the Sakya rule.
So this samatitikam is only about rice, not other kinds of bhojanas?
Rice and all the bhojanas.
All the bhojanas?
All the bhojanas included. But not vegetables and fruits and so forth.
Okay.
那就是想获得假的犯戒，或者反正就是想给他的，那这种这个供养。
你是导致他犯恶作，你自己犯恶作。
他只是拿个勺，然后这么在他面前想要供养。
啊，只是做出努力是吧？
只是因为就是想要供养，然后就停在空中，然后但是做出努力，那个做出就是如果他拒绝，就会那个就是导致阻止的这种条件，他做好这种条件，
嗯、
然后就想要给他找麻烦。
嗯，等我看一下啊。嗯，我记得嗯，等一下。你看啊，他这个，他这个那个新的第一回头第四十三页，一回头的第四十三页，然后，对，在他使用新堕落，此中再持续施予只是恶作，就是说你持续你做成定动作，如果按照第八戒第三十六条来看的话，你再做成定动作的话，就已经是恶作了。
啊，持续施予。
对，就是说你光持续施予，他还没接受的时候，你已经恶作，然后他接受你再犯一个恶作，他接，然后他使用的时候，他每推演一次，你又犯恶作。
但这个时候他没有。那个比库，
他接受之前你已经犯恶作了。我的意思，他这话
是接，我的意思是他是早餐没有主食，
啊，你就
是没有主食的情况下，他是想迫使他或者主食，或者是或者是
重
罪犯。
我知道，我知道，但是如果按照我说的随身的原则啊，我可以帮你问一下
啊。如果主食就是肯定是有，
对，so he's asking that, so if I'm, if.One monk saw that the other monk's bowl is already full. He saw the other monk's bowl is already full, and he tries to offer another spoon of abundant to the other monk's bowl to make that monk fall into dukkha offense, like that. So by only making that effort, will this monk fall into dukkha? Will this offer fall into dukkha offense or not?
No, it doesn't fall because it depends on how the other monks, if he receives it.
Uh-huh.
If he receives and making the other monk to fall into offense.
Uh-huh.
So that is when the first monk falls into dukkha.
Okay, so only
yes.
when
that monk falls into offense, then he also falls into dukkha.
Okay. 他说如果那个对方那个比库接受的话，你就犯恶作。对。嗯，你说
前面那个班提库举了个辛哈拉跟那个外国比库人例子嘛？
对。
如果那个辛哈拉接受了这个蛋糕，两秒钟以后还给他，对那个外国比库，他拒绝是主食还是这个食物算是本身是他的，还是已经算是？
已经，你是你那个辛哈拉比库，你之所以接受以后他不犯主食，就是因为他本身已经是属于辛哈拉比库的。
就是说他还给他那个。比库他说不要客气，我不拒绝了，他变成主持人。
对啊，对啊，那因为那个蛋糕已经是香拉比库了。
对
啊，对啊，
这可能这很明显的，
这很明显的。
就是说
你拿两秒还给人家，那个人倒霉了。
对，
这也没什么倒霉，就得学得好。
就不能客气，就是
对。大家有其他问题吗？没有其他问题了。So no other questions.
Okay, let's go to the Kala Bhojana.
然后像那个不然让你念一下那个第三十条，那个第三十条吧，姐啊，费时间。对，
尔时佛世尊在王舍迦兰国竹林园，其实王舍城有三圣子，十七群比库，欲观三圣其耳，诸故往之。诸人见十七群比库来，令沐浴，令涂油，令食之后，给予应食。十七群比库持应食归僧园，而与六群比库有取食应食，有吾等于何处得应食？十七群比库以其事与六群比库，以有吾等取非食食，然有六群比库积欠非难，何以食心取比库食非食食也？于是六群比库以此事与诸比库，诸比库中少欲者积浅对难，何以食心取比库食非食食也？彼诸比库以此事发世尊，诸比库汝等食食非食食也？实然世尊，佛世尊喝者于人，汝等何以取非食食也？于人此非令未信者真信，乃是诸比库汝当如是诵此学处，任何比库与非食食难食或感知者，
No, the story goes that now this time the Chapaiti bhikkhus try to criticize good monks now. Chapaiti good monks they try to criticize bad monks.
Okay. 觉识者感识者若我欲时而取者恶作美厌时帕奇迪亚与非时有非时想而时感识者帕奇迪亚与非时有疑想而与非时有时想而帕奇迪亚与时非时要心要进行受妙取者恶作美厌时者
恶作与时有非时想者恶作与时有疑想者恶作与时有思想者犯也由因缘而时非时要心要进行受要是狂者最初犯也则不犯也在第七在非时离了事实即从超过正悟到名相升起 因此任何毗库在那之间非时反取了灵根果实为吞咽而接受无论生的或熟的达到称为食物的附属或主食在他接受恶作在美吞咽心堕落在王舍城区毗库开始在非时时的故事之境共同之境无命令的三法心堕落在为了食物而接受夜风药者 和美吞咽者在事实存非时想和疑者合作在事实存事实想者夜分药等有因缘而食不用者以及疯狂者等无罪朱比库我允许反取者反取啊朱比库只要不取出口外即可以吞咽有听取的方式即是反取者也无罪 这里有十三种构成要素：一非时，再非时二，先要三吞咽，等起等于羊毛学出相似。 Okay. Now here, we must know the time, no? The time it starts from the vikala. There is a difference between kala and vikala. Kala means proper time. Vikala improper time. So, and you must know when kala starts and when kala ends. And when vikala starts and when vikala ends.
所以在这条题我们要知道什么是非时，什么是事实。然后我们需要知道这个事实什么时候开始，什么时候结束，非时什么时候开始，什么时候结束。 Okay.
So now, kala starts at the time of Arunugamana. This is called the dawn rise. Okay? And it finishes Majjhandika. At noon time.
Almost the same thing. It's almost the same thing. Okay, anyway.
They put same?
Yes. Madhyan.
Noon. They put on noon time?
Yes. Madhyan.
About dawn time they don't put. Dawn rise.
Ah, yes, dawn rise they don't put. 然后这个地方是从明相到正午，然后那个非时是从超过正午到明相升起这个意思。So
and then vikala starts from noon time, and finishes at dawn rise. Arunugama.
Yes,
explain. So now. In order, we have already explained about Arunugamana, dawn rise, because those days we explained about this Nisagya Pachitya,
number one.
We explained how Arunugamana means when the four directions become white in the morning, before sunrise.
他是那个之前我们讲第一条的时候，然后我当时讲过什么是冥想，然后那个因为冥想升起了，冥想升起的时候，我们当时取的标准就是说，那在四个方向都已经变成白色的时候，在太阳还没升起，但是四个方向都已经变成白色的时候，我们这个时候我们说冥想已经升起了，然后细节的我就不给大家重复了。Now
regarding what's called noon time, yeah, Majjhandika means when the sun is in the middle of the sky. Okay? That is when it is noontime.
然后这个地方是正午，那个一这正午的意思说是那个太阳在天空正中央的时候，而在这个时候称为正午。Now
those days in the Buddha's time they did not have clocks. In order to understand how to find out the noon time, they would measure the time according to the shadow.
在佛陀时代他们是没有钟的，然后他们如果要计算正午时间的话，他们必须要看那个影子才可以。So
now, let's see, there is the sun. Okay. This is the sun. If I'm standing here, it's a shadow. Okay. Shadow. So, but if I'm standing directly under the lamp.
No shadow. Shadow. Okay.
It's here.
Therefore now, at noon time, if the sun is in the middle of the sky, you can't see the shadow. Okay? That means it's noon time.
Okay. 他说，就是说那个，对，当正午时候，然后如果你这样站在太阳底下的话，那个如果正午的时候，太阳就知道你突然就不会有影子，然后所以说你看到地上不，你自己没有影子的时候，你就知道那个。
Now, then, in that case, you must know the directions. Now, those days, the monks should know the directions: east, west, north, south. Okay. So therefore, one should face. Now here we have east direction. I should face the east direction. So then, if the sun is already gone behind your head, that means you have a shadow in front of you. Okay. And according to the shadow, it can be 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. If the shadow is longer, that means as called the sun has already moved far away.
Yes.
Okay. So. But the sunlight is shorter because you are very close. The sun is above your head, so the shadow disappears.
Okay. So if it's not known yet, then your shadow is in the west direction. If it
is now west direction means
earlier.
The sun is in front of you now.
Yes.
Then the shadow will be behind you.
So that means earlier than the noon.
It is earlier than noon.
Okay. 然后那个这样说，你到时候在用影子测试时间的时候，你应该面朝东方，背朝西方；面朝东方，背朝西方。然后这个时候，你如果你发现前面有影子，这说明已经过午了；如果你发现后面有影子，那个说明正午时候还没到。然后如果没有影子，那是正好是正午。然后你在前面那个影子越长，就是说明那个过午的时间越长。然后你还可以通过影子长度去判断，可能是一点还是两点的。
Now, if the sun is here, the bhikkhu is underneath, there won't be shadow. Around him, he can't see any shadow around him, okay? But if the bhikkhu, let's see, this is east, east direction, okay? The bhikkhu moves, the sun is already, the bhikkhu is here. So, therefore now, the shadow will be which direction?
This direction.
This direction,
yes.
Okay? He will see a shadow for us called here like that, okay? So then, therefore now, that means if he sees in front of him, what happens? The shadow is already moved from above his head, okay? That is to the west, he's going to the west. So therefore now, it's past, noon is past, if he sees in front of him. Okay. So, but if the bhikkhu is here, so then the sun is in front of him, okay, he will see shadow where? Behind. Okay. So therefore, still, it is noon, morning time. It is morning time. So therefore now, but if he is in the middle, no shadow. So that is the noon time. This Majjhanika means Majjha. It is the middle of the sky.
然后这个图就是那个这这样画个图，就是刚才说的那个东西，那个东西的东西解释。然后这个方向是东方，然后这个方向是西方。然后所以说如果这个比库正好在太阳底下没有影子的话，就是正午。然后如果说这个影子是东方这个方向的话，就是已经过午了。然后那个然后如果影子在西方这个方向的话，就是还没到正午。
If the sun is moved slightly, that, and the bhikkhu sees a shadow like that here, that means it is vikala.
Okay. 然后呢，哪怕这个比库，这个比库是在东方那个自己正前面，只看到一点影子，就是说明是正午就已经过了。
So that is how those days were measuring. At the time of
Buddha,
noon time, because no clocks.
他说这个就是在没有钟表时代，我们怎么看什么是正午时间呢？
Now another thing, this is not very reliable method because if there are clouds, clouds like that, you can't see your shadow.
Yes.
Okay. But you can infer from previous days. Infer from previous days. So now, of course, we have more precise ways how to count the time. And it is more easier to avoid falling to the vikalabhu.
然后他那个，当然这个古老方法不是很可靠，因为别人呢，他太阳说他被云彩遮住，被云彩遮住的话，就完全没法判断。然后在那种情况下，你只能根据前一天正午时间来判断。然后说是但是现在已经用不到这种方法，因为现在我们有更准确的方法。来判断是正午时间，然后来判断那个是实还是非实，对我们来说更简单。
So now the time we follow here is usually according to this chart. We have charts and so forth. You can check the time, the color, minute, more precise, and so forth. You can find out.
所以我在龙树林那个采取正午时间，一般都是那个表上的时间，所以那个大家可以直接查那个表，看那个正午时间是那个几点几分。
麻烦你帮我一下吧，如果这个比库坐飞机或者高铁或者轮船，这个时间
跨越时区是吗？
对，它这个时间怎么去？因为早餐人家早餐飞机我们飞到中国八小时，他肯定供早餐。是你是名相不名相你都不知道，你怎么办呢？怎么确定？
So he's asking that suppose this bhikkhu is on a plane and going across different time zones, So in that case, because this noon time and dawn time is always changing, so how to make sure how to check the dawn time in that case?
So now, this is dawn time. It is easy to find out because if there are already light in the morning, sometimes you go through darkness. No,
but
maybe you depart here and so forth, Sri Lanka darkness. Okay, but after 1 hour, if you are already in the Indian Ocean, light comes.
Okay.
While Sri Lanka is still dark, in the Indian Ocean is light.Therefore, you can start eating, no problem, because now these regulations are going to the padesa. Padesa means to the area you are. Okay? So therefore, in dawn rise, in vikala, and noon, are defined according to the area you are. Alright? So, you can tell this, and give example.
Okay.然后这个地方他说这个明显的正午时间都是根据你所在那个地区具体时间上确定的，所以这样的话，比方说你在飞机上，就明显时间非常容易确定，就是你只要看窗外，它只要是刚才是一片黑，然后就现在比方说从斯里兰卡那个距离开别去别的地方，然后你看见印度洋上面已经是一大片光明了，那这个时候你就可以开始吃，对。
那过午的时间怎么确定？
他会接着给你解释。
So now example is.Now we have the Buddha sometimes would sit in Rajaga, okay? And in Sabati, so there were monks, let's see, other monks reciting there. Now Rajaga, sunrise occurs earlier than Sabati.
Yes.
So therefore now monks will start eating in Rajaga, but in Sabati monks still have to wait.
Okay.
They can't eat.
Okay.
So therefore now, but Savadhi monks can't blame Rajagaha monks. Look, you have colon, you have vikala, you have started eating earlier. So therefore now, this is, these rules are according to the area you are, and this time is defined according to that.
然后这个王者圣的比方说佛陀舍有这样的例子，比方说佛陀舍有王者圣的两个，就是那个是王者圣比库，就是舍卫生的比库。然后这个王者圣的比库，他开始迟早，他时间可能就比舍卫生的比库，舍完他时间早。但是舍卫生的比库不能因为这个就指责王者圣的那个比库犯了非日时，因为这两个时间那个这两个地区明显时间是不一样的。然后明显时间这两个地区每个地区具体时间来算。
Same time now, we start here, eating in the morning, let's say 5:30.
Okay.
Okay. But monks in the East Coast can start eating 5:25. We can't blame them. you're wrong.
突然到你，就比如，比方说，假如我们这个地方那个明明时间五点半的话，那在斯里兰卡都还啊，那个地方明明时间可能是5:25，但我们不能说那个他们在那个时间开始吃饭就说是那个非时。Monks
in Malaysia, maybe
quarter past five.
Quarter past five, not 5:30, quarter past five, 15 minutes early.
I think that may be 4 o'clock. Okay, anyway, so, 然后这样说这样，然后如果在马来西亚那边，比如可能是5点一刻，那个就明天就已经出现了。Okay.
They are eating, we have to wait.
Okay. 所以说，他们开始吃饭的时候，你们就是在斯里兰卡这边，比如说需要继续的。
So in China also maybe earlier. Chinese maybe 1 hour earlier.
中国它的大概对就2 hours
maybe
two and a half hours.
Two and a half hours. Yeah. Chinese monk eating we
所以说那个在中国话可能比斯里兰卡要早2个半小时。对，中国比斯里兰卡还要早。
So. Alright, now, the plane now about Vikala, I call about noon time is difficult to define because at that time it's better to have, if you travel by plane, so it's better to have some time, I call calculation before that. Okay? Calculation before that in order to know whether you, the servings they've done in the plane, what time they serve, no? So maybe they say, but after noon, maybe before noon, you have to see your time. So therefore, before you start traveling, you have to calculate the time, to find the time. In that country you are traveling.
他说现在政府的时间很难判断，你必须在那个就是在你在旅行之前提前计算好时间，就是他们看他们那个他们给你供饭的时间是那个是几点，然后那个再根据你所在那个地区做时间上调整才可以。
这个飞机飞到什么地方，我怎么知道它的时区啊？那太难了。你大概可以看，你可以根据那个时间，就是说那个大概根据比例可以算出来，就是飞机基本上你可以认为就是匀速的，然后你可以根据那个时间比例来算。就是说，他们固定时间超过我的时间的话，我就不能吃了，他供了我也不能吃。
对，
只能在之前供，我才能吃。
对。
那前上然后那个飞机要飞几个小时？
对。
然后跟跨越几个时区，
对，
这跨越这几个时区就是这个早饭没可以，早饭中饭就中饭了，
对，
中饭。OK。给那我，方便有观众要问一下那个时事非法啊，那个两指径，他们那个两指是按。
他们怎么计算的那个量值是按照人的影的还是？所以他问的，所以考虑的，所以regarding the Sabbath to propose by the，我记不得，because，so there's one matter called duangulang kapang，is this a duangulang kapang？So he's asking that is this a duangulang is the length of the shadow, you,
you. Yes, it's two fingers. If it exceeds the word, you can still go ahead in it.
Okay, okay.
So.
Okay,
这两指是两指长度，影子长度如果是那个是两指长的话，你就是在两指上之内，你还可以那劲儿劲儿吃，是这个意思。到底是那个持续非法是指的是这个量指是指的是那个指宽还是指长是吧？你想问？不，我是说那个这是瓦基组提出提出来的，
对对对对。
啊，也就是说正常来讲应该是贵一点的是吧？
对，他们提出来是过两指。对，就过两指才算。指宽呢？对，so this, do you angle means the width of the what's called the finger?
This is what they mean because like you see, usually if you are in the middle of the the size above your hand, you can't see any shadow around you. It is completely, there is no way to see shadow. So if the sun starting moving to the west, then shadow appears. So now, according to that, now they tell, oh, you can still continue eating, no problem. So, which is maybe a difference between 2-3 minutes. Like, already the sun has passed 2-3 minutes, and you still go ahead and eat. So then, this is what they tell, which is wrong. Okay, according to the Vikala Bhajana Bhajana, it's called, this is declared wrong by the, all these terras who decided about this matter, they told it wrong. Because there is no reference anything from the Vinipitaka that you can still go ahead and eat.
对，就是这个意思。他说这个在你的影子两指宽的时候，那个正午时间可能已经过两三分钟了。然后在第二次集会议上，然后那个当时说出一些议会议大长老都拒绝了这种看法，因为这种看法在律藏里边是没有任何依据的。
But still, there are in Sri Lanka monks, and I heard also in Thailand. They will tell similar like Vajiputas. They will tell if you start, for example, just before noon, and you start eating, then you can eat also afternoon. You can continue eating afternoon.
Okay.
They put a new rule like that.
Okay.
So then, therefore, if you start, for example, noon is 12 o'clock, if you start 5 minutes before noon, you start eating. Then even afternoon, it means afternoon has passed. Still, you can continue eating till you finish your meal, and then eat after 12 o'clock.
然后他说，现在斯里兰卡泰国有些比库，然后他们对飞食，他们对飞食，而且也做出了像那个巴西族比库类似的解释，就是说他们显示只要是你开始吃顿饭是在12点之前，那么你就可以一直吃下去，就是这么一直到你这顿饭吃完为止。
对，就不要断，对，一断就变成。对，这个段是指一坐吗？就是七坐就算是吧？他们有说。对，他们有说。他说这种看法比那个巴西族比看那个。Because
now, because now, Vajiputas they will allow maybe 2-3 minutes you can continue eating. But this month they start 5 minutes before, and they might finish 50 minutes after.
Yes.
20 minutes after.
就是那帕西别巴西族比库观点，他可能只允许超过两三分钟，然后但是这些比库观点呢，可能是你提前五分钟开始，然后后面十二点过，中午过了15分20分钟，你还在继续吃，这都是有可能的。So,
therefore now we must know that we should not go to this to the borderline. If we start eating our lunch meal. We should not go to the borderline on being precise to finish our meal just on second, maybe now you can see it's 12:20. You try to finish 12:20 and so with your meal. Because sometimes clocks go wrong. So sometimes you might also mistake the time. So therefore it is easy to follow the Vikala Bhajana if you do like that. Don't go to the borderline. If it is 12:20, you finish maybe 5 minutes earlier.
所以说我们在说非食时这二节的时候，就平时注意，就是那个吃饭的时候不要吃那个金卡这个时间那个时，那个不就比方说这个现在，比方说现在中午12点20，那么不要就是就让自己因为12点20吃完，然后这个时候因为这个时候你可能那个就比较可能有快有慢，然后你看时间有可能看错，所以说比方说12点20的这个过午饭，就比方就要让自己12点15就吃完就好。So
there is one other reference in the somehow in the in the sub-commentary, which is called Tittamajantika. Tittamajantika. They refer to the point when the sun, after comes in the zenith, no? It's in the zenith, okay? So for some time it stays, no? It does not move fast. Okay, that is Tittamajantika, when the sun stands there. For some time, maybe 1 minute stays directly in there, then you can't see any shadow. 1 minute maybe you can see. Maybe 2 minutes, it does not move. Still, you can't see any shadow. Because now the sun does not move, you can't see, of course. It is actually, the sun does not move, it is the earth rotates.
Yes.
Okay. So then, if the earth rotates, although it rotates with some fast speed, the earth, still, we cannot see a difference because
yes.
1-2 minutes, still the sun is there.
Yes.
There is no shadow.
Yes.
This is called Tittamajantika. When the sun maybe for 1-2 minutes, Tittati means Tittati. It is Tittati, it is static.
Yes.
Static point, okay?
Is it not Tittati? Tittati, no?
Yes.
From Tittati.
Yes. So 1-2 minutes is static.
And then?
So then, and then tell, the sub-commander tells, even then you can still, if you eat, there is not to fall into offense. But how to define, because now it's called, whether it is, it's called Titta or no Titta, it's called static or not static. How to find this? It is, you are trying to play with split hairs like that. So therefore, I advise you, don't go to this kind of splitting hairs and be in doubt. It goes Titta, static or static, and so on. Then you still go ahead and eat. Because if you are in doubt, it is dukkha difference.
在这本附注里边，就提到一个概念，叫正午助力时间。它就是正午助力时间这个意思，就是说你们有瘾这个时间，它可能不是一瞬间，它可能在一到两分钟之内，你很多都看不到瘾的。然后这个时间呢，就成为那个正午助力时间。然后那个这本附注里边说，就是在整个正午助力时间段之内。 如果你还在吃，这都是不犯的，不是不犯的，不是不犯的，但是长老建议大家最好不要走这个极端，就是说，因为正午这个正午助力时间对自己来说非常难以判断，而如果没有如果对你来说很难判断，你可能对他就有影响，而你有影响的话，对在非事实上就有什么犯恶作。OK，说那个，这里面就是一个你to be in doubt is look at，yes
yes just now。
对，只要不取出口外，
就可以吞咽。这个意思是不是我嘴里有残渣？不是，是你像你，比方说晕车，然后把把把那个吐出口外，
还可以咽下去。
对，
那也要吐出去。
嗯？
他如果吐出去了，是不是就犯？
没有犯，吐出去没有吃进去。
吐出去你只要再不吃进来没问题。
不是，我大比方说。
像这样的情况哈，我吐含嘴里了，说但是过午了，过午的时候把它吐出来，吐出来也是过午。吐出来不会犯，你就看你看是不是你把这食物给咽下去。
不是，他在嘴里的时候已经过午了，但是我在过午的时候把它吐出来。
啊，是的，是犯还是不犯？是吧？OK， so he's asking that also at noon times. If this milk still has some food particles in his mouth, but afternoon he removed these food particles from his mouth. In that case, will this milk go into offense or not?
It doesn't fall into offense, he doesn't swallow it, because now the swallowing is what makes one to fall into offense.
Okay.
It's called ajohara, no?
Yes.
This is ajohara. It says ajohara.
Mm-hmm.
Apati, it's called pachityase.
Mm-hmm.
So
So therefore, this is following which matters, not whether you have it in your mouth. Therefore now, if you finish, for example, your meal by 12:19, regal, you finish by 12:18:19, okay? Finish everything. But still, you have some particles in your mouth. You cannot wash your mouth. And you wash it after 12:21, 12:22, okay? So, you make sure you don't swallow. Don't swallow anything what you have in your mouth, okay? You keep everything in your mouth and so forth, and then you go into your mouth and wash it.
所以说北洋说现在过午是12点20，不能是12点20，然后是12点20，别12点吃饭，你再吃晚饭，然后你那个时候你的等你饭量是不是已经是12点20，然后你就保证在12点吃饭到12点那个22这段时间之内，你不要不嘴里面吃餐上咽下去，只要你保证在这段时间内没有咽下这个食物餐上就没问题，对，就不饭，对。
看见，还是是，
对，他说在非食的时候，为了吞咽而接受生的或熟的食物，在他接受恶作，他问一下，有些那个居士他不清楚的，有些居士碰到你了，他想做功德，他就供养下午供养你食物，但是你的目的不是为了吞咽，你接受了，这算恶，不算恶作吧？但是我又不能主张食物，我就直接要舍掉。
So he's asking that, so in the afternoon, some dayak offered this bhikkhu some food. So this bhikkhu accepted this food with the intention of pleasing this dayak, but without the intention of swallowing this food, taking this food. So by accepting this kind of food, with this kind of intention, will this bhikkhu fall into offense or not?
Then what is the intention? Just to please the tiger?
Yeah, just to please the tiger.
And then what he wants to next to do next with that food?
Discard it.
So, yes, this is now, you see, it says that the intention is only if one wants to
swallow it,
eat it, and to consume it, that is what one wants to do, dukkata by receiving it. But if one has not intention to swallow it, just to discard it, to give somebody else, someone else, not bhikkhu, to someone else and so forth, then it's an offense.
他说只要你自己是没有吞咽这个食物东西，但是他接受是不犯。那我举个例子，如果旁边的话有个近人，我是否可以那时候说，麻烦近人帮我接一下，就我避免这些。
我那时候可不可以叫近人这样去做？
就近人这样做，然后你有没有让这那个对近人说，比方说这第二天让这近人把这食物给你？不会，我就说你我避免我犯戒，你帮我接受一下就好。不，我想知道帮你接受什么意思，就是说你这个东西你是把这个东西彻底舍给他了，还是说？
对，就是彻底舍给他，他想怎么做，
我不会去。
就是说告诉他，你帮我组成到。那张老师已经说了，就是只要是你给其他人都没有问题，你动机是给其他人都没有问题。我知道，我的意思就是说，我不接受，
对，
转给他。
对，
我的意思，我那时候可不可以就像这不是有跟亲人？
不是，他说你可以接受，你当然说是你可以接受，但是你动机不是为了吞咽，就没问题。
对，我的意思，我不接受，我能不能直接就跟亲人说，你帮我说一下？
就是说这种话，我能不能去对这？亲人说啊，对。 So he's asking, in such cases, is it allowable for this bhikkhu to tell Kapaya Karaka, please accept this instead of me, like accept this food instead of me, not for me, but instead of me. Okay.
Yes, in the afternoon, of course, you can you have to tell the daiga. You can't tell the Kapaya Karaka, but you can tell the daiga to give to the Kapaya Karaka. You don't instruct the Kapaya Karaka to keep this for me tomorrow. Because this is the Kala, you can't tell this kind of things in the afternoon.
Okay.
So he has to give this to another person.
Yes, to the capricorn.
Will this monk fall into any offense if he tell this Kapin Karaka to take this food instead of
the next rule is Sanity Karaka storing up food when he studied that rule. So then in that case now usually we if Daikas come and offer us things in the afternoon, we have to check what is inside. Now you see sometimes you don't know in the parcel, they give you a parcel. And you don't just accept, very good, I have a parcel. You don't tell like, you have to check as a daika what is inside the parcel. So and, some daikas, no, but they just take the other. You have to insist what is inside. Okay? So you can tell him there are food items inside. Tell him, no, but they just medicines. Okay, you can accept. You can ask him, money inside? No, but they just because they put money on us. Okay, you can receive. Okay, therefore now you just don't accept only. Okay.
So he has to ask or check, no?
Ask and check.
Ask and check.
If you don't ask how to check, you don't take it in your hands, no? Before taking your hand, it is still in the daiga's hand. That is the time to ask. You can't check yourself. You have to ask the last guy.
So after asking, still you have to check.
Of course, check it. So and see.
Okay. 所以在下午，就是供养时候，介绍这个事儿，再不是，再不是，如果供养我给介绍，介绍自己是不是真，先问一下是不是真，这到底什么东西？然后他那个，然后他说他如果模棱两可回答说，那不那你不用问，这是好东西，你必须坚持问，而这个你告诉我这是什么东西。
因为他里边可能有食物，然后也可能有金钱，然后那个，当你把这东西接受过来之后呢，你还要就是大概看一看，看一下，对，看一下里边到底有什么东西，对，一面不允许的东西。那如果是外国人，我们外国人，斯里兰卡，问一下班里怎么处置，他听不懂我们说话，什么什么东西，我们有些人英文不好，那个人英语不好，他供养你，那时候我们应该怎么处，拒绝，直接拒绝，因为你都不能跟他问答。
So he's asking. So in that case, what if between this bhikkhu and the daika, there's a language barrier? Means they cannot understand each other's language. So in that case, what to do?
You can tell him to open it. Open means to see. Don't touch and tell him to open it.
那你就让师傅把外带打开，然后让你看。
And then put things outside, tell, take and so on to see for you. Because sometimes they will tell you ginger, but inside the ginger will be some chocolate toffees, just to feed you.
然后那个什么，然后就看见，让他不但打开，然后还把里边这种一拿，让你看一下，因为有时候他们可能是这里边姜，然后一看姜里边可能还有一些巧克力。
在检查的时候，鼻库是不可以触碰的，必须得让施主一压一压才是。对，他是这么说的。因为你不知道，因为那个事儿你还不知道那里边到底有什么。就是，即便是以没有接受的心，只是说检查，可是饭也不可以。我不知道你问一下。
So he's asking that. So where this parcel is still in the daika's hand. So is it allowable for the bhikkhu with the intention of checking, touch these items and check what these things are, like that?
So this is very tricky because now the real intention is because he wants to receive it. No, he likes to have this. Okay, the bhikkhu likes to have it, and he checks. So for the it's very tricky to see. Usually we don't do such things, and so you just leave it the daika to it. Okay, except if it is very absolutely necessary because the daika doesn't understand. You want to just to open and see, but the intention is
the backup intention is in your back in your brain, may also find something good to take. Okay. So therefore now it's better not to touch it like that.
他说你虽然你说你东西很难判断，所以说一般来说就是让那个让事主意把东西拿出来，而不是你自己出门。那个长老提到这个可能是自己，那比如说比如说身为侍者帮长老，比如说那个居士供养的钱什么。
那个我是长老的侍者，我先见他。长老侍者是比库吗？啊，比库啊，比如说是一个比库啊，然后他是他不是为了自己，他是为了那个帮长老化解，然后他以这个东西去检查，他没有这样。So he is asking that, so in that case, what if that比库asks another biku, his attendant biku, to check it for him, touch and check it for him.
This is actually no, no, because now maybe that bhikkhu expects to get something.
Okay.
He was expect maybe this one day if I check, he will give me also something. So then he also takes it to see to with intention to receive. Maybe there is something good for me also to take. Therefore, it is better not to touch the things, especially in the vikala time. Don't touch such things because it's very tricky. After you have doubt, did I want to get it, not to get it, and so forth, then you have doubt is together.
对，他说，最最最好不要这样，因为你也没法确定这个东西，那这个东西可能是想我这样做之后，那个尊者说分给我点东西，然后这样说，或者说这里边是不是还有自己想要的东西，等等，然后所以说在非时最好不要让自己或者让他人碰这东西，因为你碰这东西以后，你自己可能会被自己东西产生疑惑，然后你产生疑惑之后，你就做这样。
So now, what are the things? Let me see. Now regarding these medicines, Yama Kali, Sataha Kalika and Yava Jivika, in the afternoon, if one receives it just to satisfy one's own appetite, not because one's sick, because one feels a little bit hungry, like that. Then let take this to overcome your my hunger. So then, look at it.
然后那个地方给他讲那个就是医护都托里边他那个在为了食物而接受叶分药等着，然后这个地方叶分药包括那个就这个地方不光是叶分药，然后也包括那个七日药，也包括周身药。如果你在非食是那个是为了那个。 克服自己的饥饿，然后吃那叶分药或者七日药或周身药的话，这算恶作。So
sometimes they go and cook some garlic in the afternoon.
又来。
They take a lot of chatomandra in order to fill the belly. Because they feel hungry and so. That is together. Every swallowing is together.
然后他说，下午有些比库，然后去吃那个炒大蒜，或者是为了克服自己的饥饿，去吃那个茶多软的，就是那个四种甜食那个东西，那这都是恶作。So,
or they make a very thick fruit juice. They very thick fruit juice, and all they think, okay, if I drink this. I will remove my hunger. Hey, look at that.
或者他故意把那个果汁做非常稠，然后想我这喝这很稠的果汁以后我就不饿了。而这样想的话，他也是个恶作。So
then, and then about perception. Perception, wrong perception or misconception, it does not count here. If it is still time, but the time has not passed. But you think, oh, maybe the time has passed. Never mind, I will eat. That's called dukkata by eating.
然后就这样要讲医护都托那句话，就是在事实存非事想和医者恶作，就是说这个虽然还没到非事，但是你当时想已经这可能已经非事，然后你还是接着吃的话，这是犯恶作；或者说你要是有怀疑的话，接着吃也犯恶作。
So then, again, if one is in doubt, while it is still time, one is doubt, it is at 12 o'clock, the noon has passed, not passed, but never mind, it will seek one more, it's called mouthful to eat. Dukkata.
就是那他们当时是有怀疑，也是一样犯恶俗。
So then, now this rule also does not tell about sick monks. That's called whether if one is sick, one is allowable to eat in the afternoon. Does not mention anything. Therefore, now if a monk is sick, one has to heal his sickness with medicines and not with food in the afternoon.
而且并没有说并比库不犯，就是说那个，所以说自己哪怕一个比库太大，哪怕是病了，他下午只能用药去治疗自己的病，而不是用食物。
Now this argument about sickness, it is used in other monasteries, not in here, in these forest monasteries, but in other places. Now these temple monks, they are told, oh, if you are feeling weak and so what, let's drink some milk, let's take some cheese. So and they eat in the afternoon.
他这种病人有借口，可能在我们这个森林派寺庙是不用这种借口，那么城市派那个寺庙有些比库呢，那下午可能觉得下午我们就比较虚弱，比较无力，那么就喝点这个十二点了，然后这个在这边是不允许。
So they keep nest of all Horlicks, Milo in the afternoon, they call this Kilambas.
然后这城市外比如他们下午可能吃那个什么好利克，然后还有那个什么Nestomat，还有就是那种有点像面片那个东西，然后那个东西他们管这个东西叫Gilambasa。
It's called Panita Gilambasa. Panita because it has a Panita portion.
所以这个东西叫美味 Gilambasa。
Delicious Gilambasa. So these are not allowable. All these items.
这些东西都是不允许的。那那那，倒过来想，就那时候你肚子确实饿了，你有这个想了，我肚子好饿，那时候你所吃的，可能把全部都是饿多了，是这个概念？不是你使用那个吉兰帕斯，你是出于什么动机，而不是说你之前有那个有肚子。
那肯定是饿了你才想进食了。
你要你确你只要你确你的动机是那个饿了的话，那就肯定是饿了。那喝水没问题，除了。我可以帮你问一下。So he's asking that. So what if a bhikkhu drinks water with the intention to overcome his hunger? He drinks water, then with the intention to overcome his hunger. So will he fall into offense or not?
Helpless. You can't. You can't help. You can't remove your hunger like that. But anyway, now water is not included because you can't get any effect anyhow.
他说那个这个是水是不散的，因为就是那个就是不管怎么喝水都不会产生这种效果。
So therefore now water is usually now used for thirst. Now you see you remove thirst, the heat. If the heat of the body gets removed, is also the burning sensation in the stomach gets removed. Then you can get some relief of hunger. Because the more the heat in the body increases, the more the consumption of calories are there. So if you drink water, then the heat reduces, then your calories, you can maintain your calories. So therefore now, but water is not included here, therefore now, you don't fall in any offense if you do like.
他说那个从某种意义上讲，这个水对减轻饥饿是有一定帮助的。他说因为那个水会降低你的体温，它会你喝了大量水的话，那个体温会降低，然后你的体温如果降低的话，你的新陈代谢速度会减慢，新陈代谢速度减慢的话，你消耗热量会减少。因为这样在这种情况下，你的饥饿会自然慢一些。 然后，所以那个，但是律藏这边不是那个那些里边解释，他们也没有提到这个水，所以说那个如果只是为饥饿喝水的话，那是不犯的。So
then, but it is good now for in these tropical countries to drink a lot of water. Okay,
in the afternoon
to drink a lot of water. So because the heat comes up and one feels some discomfort.
So then some monks, because they feel so heated, they go and take some ghee oil or ghee oil just to cool down the body. And the ultimate, they get cholesterol, which is the opposite of the effect. But water, it is very healthy. Doctors recommend it. Even 3 liters of water a day, no problem. 4 liters, no problem.
他说他是那个楼梯也算是脚吗？楼梯什么楼梯？不是，那个而且这个是这样，他说他是在这种热带国家呢，就是多喝点水是好事，因为那个在下午时候你身体里面热量很容易起来，然后他就你热量起来之后你身体就感到不适，然后很多比湖那当时你热量起来之后他就开始吃一些素油。 然后，其实利用了素油来降火。他说这种吃在下午吃很多素油会自己带这种副作用，就是让自己胆固醇升高。然后所以说，但是如果你只是喝水的话，就很健康，就没有这种问题。那个寺院还是医生是推荐你下午多喝水。他说喝一天喝40升，对都没有问题。
So therefore, it is good also as soon as one gets up in the morning to have 1 liter of water, drink. Everything gets cleaned. All toxins and germs, then remove everything as well. You can feel very energetic by doing like that. So, and 3 liters, the rest 3 liters to drink him.
In the afternoon.
It's called in the, during the other time of the day.
然后他说，morning go afternoon。OK。他有一个很好的建议，就是说在那个早上起来是喝一升水，然后他说这样的话可以清理掉你身体的那个细菌和毒素，然后你可以让你这一天变得很有能量。然后呢是那是剩下三升水呢，可以在这一天的其他时候慢慢喝。Really, water is a very good medicine。
他说水实际上是很好的药，cleans the system，you can have clarity of mind， so because it removes so many toxins。
他说那个水可以清理身体各个系统，然后可以让你的心变得更加清醒，因为它可以去除很多毒素。Get
oxygen。
Oxygen why？
Oxygen why？ Get more oxygen in the body because it is。 That's called. You feel more light. Your body becomes more light because you the circulation of wind becomes more easy.
然后他说那个水可以让你让身体获得更多氧气。他说因为喝水可以让你那个循环变得更快，然后所以就可以。
It's good for cells, and you can hardly get cancer. Because it clean, the cells can be it's called all the time get supply in water. Water supply.
他说这样对你的身体细胞也好，然后可以降低得癌症的几率。但我喝水还不就脸肿。 So he said that if he drinks too much water, his face will swell.
So. No, I mean, okay, see, now it is usually normal size, normally a person should drink about 2 to 2.5 liters a day.
Oh, okay.
2.5 liters a day. That is normal. So you don't get any side effects. So, but if you can, for example, drink 1 liter in the morning, just then, because in empty stomach, no. That water will go out of the system, clean the system and go. And after only you go and eat maybe 30 minutes, 45 minutes later, you can get your breakfast. You don't take your breakfast immediately. Leave the water, go.
Oh, okay.
So in that case, now that water is not going to swell your face.
Okay.
But if you drink the water after the meal, you have your stomach is also full. You drink a lot of water after the meal, then you feel heavy because there is no for this water there is no space to move. Gets blocked. Then you feel short of breath also. So therefore now, immediately after the meal, you drink small amounts of water. Whenever you feel thirsty. But in the afternoon, after 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, you can increase the amount of water.
他说这个问题是这样，他说 对一个正常人来说呢，就是说如果他一天喝水二十到二百五升的话，这个可以保证没有任何副作用。然后这样的给大家建议，就比方说呢，在那个早上刚起来时候呢，喝一升水，然后这升水，因为当时那个喝这个水的时候，当时那个胃是空的，所以说这一升水可以起到清洁身体各个系统的作用。然后再喝这一升水，大概30分钟到45分钟之后再吃早饭，不要就是那个喝了水后就立刻吃早饭，要让这个水进入身体各个系统之后再吃早饭。然后你也要注意一点，不要就吃饭之后立刻喝水。然后那么吃完之后立刻喝很多水。他说如果吃完之后立刻喝很多水的话，可能让你的那个胃整个消化系统变得非常重。然后你可能如果情况比较严重的话，你可能喘不过气儿。所以说在吃饭之后，就是吃午饭之后到下午四五点之间应该少量喝水，就是只有口渴时候再喝水。然后那个下午四五点之后呢，你喝水就会加量了。
So and if you drink hot water, it is even bad. It's because you create more heat in the body. This is already heat, very hot country. So if you drink hot water, hot kilambasa, you feel that even worse.
他说你那个下午应该避免喝太多热水，因为这个地方气候也很热，然后你下午起来产生很多热量，然后在这种情况下你又喝热水，然后在你体内增加CO2热量，这是很不好的。然后也不在下午喝那种热果汁或者热的其他那个给这样的东西。
So especially if you drink kilamas which have a lot of sugar, like soft drinks. You actually, you might starting feeling hungry because sugar creates some hunger, appetite. So then you started feeling hungry. And difficult to quench your thirst also because a lot of sugar. No?
Yes. 他说那个下午尤其要注意，就是下午喝那个吉兰帕斯的时候，不要喝太多的那种很多糖那种吉兰帕斯。比如说软饮料，然后他说因为软饮料里边它这种含有大量糖的这种饮料，你喝了之后，因为它那个糖它本身会增进你的食欲，所以你下午如果饿的话，你喝这种东西，你下午觉得更饿，然后呢因为糖很多，你不但会让你觉得更饿，你还会觉得渴。OK.
So if you drink water as a daily basis. You will see that you don't need to take medicines. You will reduce your amount of medicines. Occasionally, maybe some Panadol if you get some headache because of the weather, something like that. So you will be free of many medicines. You remove the medicines. You might not need.
他说所以如果大家能用这种方法适量的喝水的话，就是说大家使用药的那个频率啊，还有那个用量都会减少，就可能只是那气候发生变化，是你偶尔可能只需要吃点那个普热西痛之类的东西，然后其他大部分身体是健康，都不需要吃药。
The point you must also distinguish between the feeling of thirst and the feeling of hunger. So then sometimes these feelings.Get be confused. Now in the afternoon, sometimes because you're feeling thirsty, you think maybe because of I did not eat a lot today. So then and you think, oh, tomorrow I have to eat more. And you are craving for food. But if you drink, for example, half a cup of water, and all the heat comes from the body, you feel, oh, no hunger, I'm good. So then you fill your stomach with water.Then you feel good. You forget about eating.
Okay. 他说有时候就是这个饿和渴这两种感觉是很容易混淆的。有时候你下午你觉得渴了，但是你可能以为你实际上是渴，但是你以为是热，然后你想我今天我吃的不够，明天我吃更多。但实际上在这种情况下，你只喝半杯水，你可能就感觉自己就不饿了。
So then, okay, now.Regarding here, Kanka Vidyaranti tells about Romandaka. That is no offense for Romandaka, and I want to explain about who is this Romandaka. It is a person who
ruminates.
Ruminates. Okay, ruminator.
Okay. 然后这个地方给大家讲那个伊霍杜特里边住比库，我允许反出者反出。
So then now the Buddha allowed such persons who have a stomach like a cow because of past karma. They have, or they be born as humans. They have a stomach like a cow, and after they in the kala before 12 o'clock, they chew the meal, no, the food. But after 1-2 hours, this meal starting coming up in the stomach. They have to chew it again like cows do. So in that case, the Buddha told, because it's something like anatomic problem, no. So the Buddha allowed such ruminators to swallow this and get it down the throat again, but they are not allowed to put it out of the mouth.
然后他说，在佛陀时代有一些比丘，他因为那个宿业，他那个胃像牛一样，就是说那个他比方说在试吃了饭，然后在那个在飞食的时候，他这个饭又会反出来到嘴里边，然后他鼻子再嚼一嚼。啊，再咽下去就可以。然后他对于这种，对啊，那你牛就是这样。然后他说那个，他说对这种比库来说，佛陀给这个开许，就是说只要他这个食物在反出时候，他没有把这个食物吐出口外，那就可以继续吞咽，没有问题。
So now for us, we don't have such a stomach, but sometimes because of acidity.You might get some expulsion of your food inside your mouth. Okay. So if that is the case, then if it goes up to the throat, it goes down it by itself, no problem. But if it comes, you have particles of food in your mouth. In that case, we have to spit them out. You don't swallow them again.
Why?
Because you cannot. You are not a ruminator.
Okay. Okay.
还有这种，
然后说如果你不是这种反刍者，但是但是下午只是因为胃酸过多，然后那个只是因为胃酸过多，然后比方说那个吐出一些东西，这如果这些东西还没有到你的喉咙，对到还就是说还没有越过你的喉咙，然后你可以把它咽下去，但如果说这些东西已经越过你的喉咙，到到你嘴里边的话。但嘴里边你只能把它吐出来，然后漱口，然后这事儿不允许把它咽下去，因为你这个并不是反刍者。
不是反刍水就是把它吐出来，
对，把它吐出来也可以。
也就是说，我们所有人都没有反刍者。没有人是反刍者。
我不知道我们有没有反刍者，可能有。
So, okay, shall we go to the next rule? Question? Okay, question.
那个，我想问您一下，就是那个，夜风要七日要，在什么情况下使用是如法的？这个如果是以后的戒律里有的话，我就不问了；如果以后也没有的话，
那就有因缘是使用是如法的呀。
我是想问什么原因？
啊，
对。
So he is asking that under what conditions it is allowable for people to take what's called satakalika and yamakalika, and under what conditions it allowable for people to use these items?
Now yamakalika, no? Yamakalika is about thirst.
Yes.
For thirst, and
okay.
Feels thirsty.
Okay.
Want to have some refreshments? They are called refreshments.
Okay.
So now people, for example, if they walk on the road because of the heat, or they see a Coca-Cola shop, very good, to get some refreshment. Then if they go to drink the Coca-Cola, they don't think I'm hungry, that's why I'm getting Coca-Cola. So because they feel thirsty inside, there's some burning sensation inside the system. So that's why they want to drink it. In the same way, if they go to fruit juice, very good. Yes, I want some mango fruit juice or something like that. It's refreshing. They call it refreshments. They are not supposed to quench the hunger, but only the thirst.
他说对夜分来说，对夜分来说，主要是两个作用，一个是解渴，第二是提神。
他说比方说一个比库到一个商店，然后看里边很多可口可乐，然后想这可口可乐，他在想这可口可乐真好，我喝一杯可以提神，甚至是爽快一下。但是他一般来说他不会因为自己肚子饿了去喝一杯可口可乐，
是这样。So now, okay, now regarding,
我打个比方说，在那个食物的那个放牛奶的地方有包茶，这个茶呢是外拍，就是。是燕麦的那个胚，这个茶，
麦胚茶，
麦胚茶。我把它拿过来的时候，我就决议它是中生药。
啊、
嗯，这个叶胚的毛茶泡，我就是可以变成是中生药的这个茶。
茶本来就是中生药。
但是叶那麦胚是食物啊。
麦胚，
是麦草汁还是？
麦胚，其实是麦胚。
大麦芽。
是那半胚大麦胚。
啊，麦芽。
麦芽就是。它其实麦芽就是食物，我这个茶我到现在没喝，但是我基本上在想，我没这样我没有影响，我认为就是可以喝。但是今天问的话，我就是再确认一下。
OK，
我要不要把这个茶拿过来给你看一下？
没有，那个 ，So he's asking that, so he has received some items called malt tea, malt, M A L T, malt.
Malt tea.
Malt tea, yes. Malt tea means this kind of tea is made out of a malt.But it's kind of tea. Mot. M-A-L-T, mot.
Let's go more.
M-A-L-T,
mot.
This one?
Yes, yes,
yes. This is food.
It is food, but it's, it is made into form of tea. So you used to soak it with water and drink the water. That is all.
This usually contains protein.
Protein.
This is, yes, it has protein, no?It's not like other teas. So therefore, it has some nutritional value there.
So this cannot be determined as like other teas?
No. Because it is, as far as I know, malt is actually, it is a nourishing effect.
Okay.
It is not, it's a boosting effect. It is for, because of the protein.
他说这个东西，他说这个还有蛋白质的，然后这还有蛋白质，然后对身体是有滋养作用的，所以说这个
他应该是我喝的时候没有把它当成食物，而且它是也不会变成食物，它也不会化掉，只是它泡茶的时候只是它有一种香味。
So he didn't take that as food, and he only used this as a kind of tea like that.And
yes, but it is, if you, for example, you put little, a few drops of milk inside the tea, you don't think I am going to nourish myself.
Uh-huh.
So then, but still, it is vikala bhojana, because milk.
But
it is one drop, you can't get protein from there, but it's regarding this food.
Okay.
We see in how much, in 100 grams, how much protein is there.So if the protein some contains protein in 100 grams, even one drop is not enough. The same goes with malt.
他说这个道理是这样，比方说你有时喝茶的时候，你可能往里放一两滴奶，你放几滴奶，然后你放上几滴奶，你肯定也不指望就是会把这个奶当成食物来吃，你可能只是改变那个茶香味而已。但是这个因为这个奶是被当成食物的。所以说呢，在这种情况下还是不允许。如果你喝这样茶，还是属于非日式。而这个道理是一样的。
No, malt in 100 grams is actually contains protein almost like milk. Same protein amount.
它这个麦芽蛋白质呢，几乎和奶差不多。
Therefore, one drop in the tea is good enough to be is going to be vegetable.
他说这个麦芽的话，这个一粒在茶里边可能都会让你犯那个非日式。加这种麦胚，然后他说那也是因为如果吃下午吃那种太胚糖的话，那也是非日式。
So now regarding Yamakalikas is the purpose to quench thirst. Now about Satahakalikas, they got this as tonics. Tonic means you feel not hungry but you feel weak, like a bit.
heavy head, your energy is dropped down because of some rumors in the body, the wind element is not well balanced, you feel some rheumatic pain. So now, if you take this, for example, honey or ghee mixed with butter and so forth, you need to take something, what's called, the body becomes more energetic. So now you get more calories, you get more, so in that case now these calories help you for to get some energy, some boost. They don't nourish the body. They just give you, they utilize calories actually. If you don't have proteins, already in the body, calories are useless. They can't produce much energy. Now the energy you derive because it is some storage of proteins already in your body. If you take more calories, then these proteins can break down and you get energy. Okay? So therefore now, that is the reason why the 7 days meditation all allowed is a tonic. Not like it's food.
他说这些这种吃药，他一般说是服用吃药，你服用吃药原因是因为身体你身体觉得虚弱，然后觉得那个热量不足，体内热量不足，需要热量的时候。但是这种吃药，因为它里边那个不含蛋白质，所以它实际上不含有滋养身体的，只是它给你身体提供热量，然后使你的身体在下午变更有能量而已。
就是我们送完戒以后啊，我往楼梯下走，然后我不觉得口渴，在这个情况下，我是不是不应该喝牛奶？
So he's asking that, so after the post of the day, so there are some dayakas in the ground floor who is offering us juice. So he's asking that, so if he does not feel thirsty at that time, so should he accept that juice? If he does not feel thirsty at all.
Yes, it is according to the Mahavagapali explanation. Therefore, it says now one should take this satipache. If there is a certain reason, just for entertainment, for fun. So, if you take that reason, oh, let's drink, others drink, I also drink. Have a good time. Because it's sweet. You are craving for the sweet taste. So, in that case, now it is together.
他说如果那个大品里边说就是说那个一日药七日药只有在有阴缘情况下可以喝，然后这个地方如果说你没有适当阴缘，只是因为兴趣，因为对那个口味的贪欲，或者说那个是这个家人和我也跟着喝，然后这些因为这个原因喝的话，那就犯恶作。那龙叔的意思就是说，这个从戒指下来的时候。
这个果子也都是就口不可，可的话就不能喝了。你看，你需要提神也可以。就是这个时候就是要正念，
对，就要决意正念，对。那个班长，我基本上不这样。刚才班长解释这个是在那个大品的什么位置，我回去学习。So he's asking so. Which part of Mahavagapali did this Satipaccaya comes out?
In medicine chapter.
Also, Besajakandaka.
Not only for this, for all medicines. Satipaccaya comes everywhere.
Okay. And So he's asking that. So at that time, so when those dayakas are offering juice, at that moment, this bhikkhu does not feel thirsty. But he accepted juice and saved this juice for the night. So because he knows that in the night he feels thirsty. In that case, where these people?
No problem. Because it is this paribhujyat, you know. Even if you see in the Vinaya Pitaka, it says there is no offense. If one takes yama kalika sadaha kalika avajiva satpachaya paribhujyati. It is paribhujana. It's not only patikahana.
Okay.
然后那个什么，这种情况是不犯的。他说，等我看一下律藏里面是怎么说的。
In the end of this Kalabhojana
rule. So it's Paribhujati, no? No, it's Paribhujati.
Paribhujati is not Padigahat, Padiganhat.
Okay, okay.然后他说这个地方那个最后那个地方说他是那个由因缘而食，非食要昔日要因净身要吃饭者，最终犯因者不犯。他说你如果连食都连食都不犯的话，那取就更不犯了。
啊，
对。
How they translate satipatthaya? How they translate it?
Satipatthaya means because of certain conditions.
Because when.Well, there is a reason.
Yes.
Condition. Yes. Condition means sickness condition or thirst condition for Yamakalikas. And Satayakalikas are like exhaustion. Exhaustion.
Yes. Yes.
You feel exhausted or you feel a little bit lethargic.
Mm.
If you take this, you get some calories and you get up and do your meditation or so like that. Yavajivika can be also...for different purpose. Now for constipation, you can get for constipation. You don't feel... that also helps for energy, because when you get rid of these toxins, it is energetic.
Mm-hmm.
Or for other treatments. For example, for the lungs, there is some problem. You have lung problem. You can take some Yavajivika medicine and heal yourself. And Yavajivika means even the Western medicine, Yavajivika.
他说对进行摄药来说，这个音乐还是各种各样的疾病。比方说你有便秘，那你可以试这个喝子
You feel headache. You feel headache. You take paracetamol. So
this are your Yavajivika. 再比方说你有头疼，你可以试补那个呼吸系统。然后这都属于进行摄药。
Or you might have vitamin deficiency. The doctor gives you, tells you, prescribes you vitamins to take. Then you take, no problem.
Okay.So among the Satayakalikas, there is a kind called sugar, no? Among the Satayakalikas, sugar is also included.
Yes.
So he's asking that, while consuming sugar, is it allowed for a bhikkhu to chew it and swallow it without using water, like that?
So, now for chewing and swallowing, the Buddha allowed only for sick monks to do so.
Yes, sugar.
Yes, sugar.But for non-sick monks, he allowed called gulodagan. Gulodagan means syrup made of sugar. It means sugar mixed with water. So then, whether you're sick or not, you can drink this. Even if there is no reason, you can drink that. Just plain water and sugar mixed.
Even if there's no reason?
No reason, no problem.
Okay.
You can drink
it. Okay, okay. 如果是糖水的话糖水或者糖浆的话，糖水或糖浆，如果你哪怕没有任何原因，你也是可以喝的。就是哪怕没有任何原因是可以喝的。但是如果是那个像你刚刚说的，糖水直接拿上去的话，只有病比库可以那样做。如果不是病比库，就不能那样做。
那是犯恶作还是犯非事实？
So he's asking that. So if a bhikkhu is not sick, he chews sugar and swallow it.
Look at it.In jaggery, you take a piece of jaggery and you just like a toffee, chop chop, you eat like that. Look at that.
Jaggery everywhere. nobody told us.
不是巧克力，是那个糖块。
糖块都在里面。先泡茶。
Now, if you are sick, means things you want to get some energy. That means you feel heavy.You can't read the book, you feel sleepy, you go and, that is also, you take jaggery, eat, like that, okay.
It's
okay. Satipatthaya, reason.
Okay.
他说这个地方病也包括你你比方说你去虚弱无力，然后那个就比较困，然后需要点热量，这是拿个汤块，然后就已经是这没问题。
So, but you are also energetic, good, very good. And you think,
tasty. You are jaggery are tasty. I will take for taste. Okay, do good.
他说你身体本来已经很有能量，然后你这想这汤挺甜挺好吃的，我这就是翻番了。刚才那个长老讲那个无因缘可以喝那个糖浆啊，那个糖浆是不是指就是我们到酸奶里那个？不是，他说是那个纯蜜。
就只是糖和水这样的东西。他说这糖浆就只是糖和水，对糖和水。
那蜜水，
那
是糖蜜，
蜜水是吧？
啊，对。
So he's asking that. So you said that a monk can drink plain water with sugar without any reason.
Yeah.
So what about plain water with honey?
It's not included. It is not mentioned. Buddha's bit special allowance only for sugar, but not with honey.
这个特别开始只是针对糖，不是针对蜂蜜。那个刚才，然后我还有两个问题，就是如果我觉得饿，就是有意啊，然后我喝了糖水，这个是没问题。你就是他说是就是哪怕没有任何意义都可以喝。对，他们是特别的开始，对。那，然后我之前听别的那个戒律老师讲，就是如果肚子饿，可以喝蜂蜜水，这个是正确的还是不对？
So he said that before he heard some other teachers taught. If you're hungry in the afternoon, so you can drink honey with water. So is that true or not?
Yeah, again, if you take like that for harata, yeah, to satisfy your appetite, is dukkata. I go into the kalabhaja. This atanamati, on own opinion. Teacher's opinion. Not Vinaya
opinion.
So you can drink plain water. Plain water is actually if you drink half a liter of water, you feel so good. You want to run.
他说你可能喝半瓶水以后就觉得身体好，都可以跑步了。我也同意。你这个意思。再请教一个问题，就是因为中国人有喝茶的习惯嘛，那这个下午的时候喝茶，我们应该注意什么？在哪种因缘下是犯的？尤其哪种因缘会犯？哪种因缘不会犯？这个最好让长老给我们一个建议。
因为这个中国人确实很少。So he is asking that, so under which condition, a bhikkhu will fall into offense by drinking tea, and under which condition he will not fall into offense by drinking tea? This is the question.
Tea, coffee, all these are the stimulants, no? Stimulants are to remove drowsiness. Drowsiness. Now, especially with sleepiness. People, they actually crave for tea or coffee in the time they feel a bit drowsy, they can't think clearly, and they want to have like a kick, to have a kick. So that is where actually is relating drowsiness. This is why it is, most people they drink tea for that. And one should make that as a limit. And not overdo it, because it's called, if you overdo it with tea and coffee and so forth, so this is not good. Too much caffeine in the system is not good.
他说，茶叶、咖啡这两个一般是用的兴奋剂，就是说你觉得身体比较困倦的事儿，需要点刺激的事儿，你可以喝着茶咖啡，但是注意就是过量茶咖啡会给你身体里边那个积累过量的咖啡因，对身体很不好的，所以这点要特别注意。
那。
So he's asking that is it allowed to quench thirst with tea?
To
quench thirst with tea.
How you can do it? If it is light tea, there are certain teas actually they can help. Like this, this mint, they put mint.
Oh, yes.
It's kind of refreshing and so what. What you call peppermint?
Oh, yeah, peppermint.
These are refreshing teas. You can take them, use them as a refreshment. Also. Mm. Most of the people they take as a refreshment.
Okay.
It's not a it's not so much stimulant.
Mm.
But ordinary black tea is actually a stimulant to arouse you from, to make you more awake.
Mm.
但是四元法通常泡完非常浓的，但是中国的它叶茶是一点点讲出来的，所以通常那个茶水是比较清淡的。
So he's asking that so the Chinese black tea is not as thick and strong as this Sri Lankan brown tea. So for this kind of tea, is it allowed to use it to quench thirst like that?
Actually, it is not for to eat for food, no.
No
problem. You can do it.
没有问题，只要你不是当食物来吃，就没有问题。还有其他问题？What
about green tea?
但是那个确实，我承认，就是说，中国的很多红茶是很好喝、很香的。那就是在喝的时候，如果是有那个贪爱的心去喝。 因为有些时候那个可能泡茶的时候，拿盖碗泡茶的话，可能开始泡一壶两壶，因为它一般红茶能泡七盖碗，是吧？就是那个泡喝茶是很多的，就是那个泡喝茶是很多的，那个我们喝的时候一杯一杯喝，那可能开始三五杯的时候是因为这个，然后那个但是到后面可能只是为了贪爱那个口味而喝。
So he's asking that so what if this bhikkhu drinks the tea with the greed of taste? In that case, will he fall into offense or not?
Yes, it is just for taste. It's not just to remove thirst or because some weakness. It is dukkha offense by taking that.
So because
for enjoyment.
Yes, because in China it's very common when a friend comes, okay, that's gonna make a cup of tea. Not make a cup, make a kettle of tea. And then one cup, two cups, three cups. Okay. So it's not only for thirst, no? Because many cups.
Yes, one cup, just to...
Just to make a conversation. No? So we can start with a conversation with the tea. So, yeah.
But in that case now, it is used like just to make your mouth not dry, no?
Yes.
It is not, that is just to... Because if you have to talk a lot, you get a lot of air inside the mouth. The mouth gets dried. So in order to make it wet, the throat also.
他说因为这不停说话，如果不停说话，你这里边进入大量空气，然后进入大量空气以后，然后那个口腔里面慢慢会觉得干燥，包括你喉咙有可能觉得干燥。对，然后这就行了，可以，没问题。你还想再正一点？来，你说。
我问一下，就是我在那个使用这些药的时候，比如说这个七药或者那个终生药，然后我使用的时候，我确实有姻缘，然后中了，然后我用的时候，没有醒思，这个会造成就，
那是你是有姻缘，对不对？
我有姻缘和，但是没有醒思，念的醒思啊，我没念那个，也没有想这事儿，就是完全忘记这个事情，然后。 吃完了，然后过后我想，刚才没有醒思，这个是会犯到什么戒？
So he's asking that. So what if this monk consumes this sauce, this satyakalic or yavajivika or yamakalic?
So these things, without proper reflection, but with a reason. So for example, he actually feels thirsty. He actually needs some refreshment, and he drinks it. But without mindfulness, without true reflection. So in that case, will this monk fall into any influence or not?
You mean a reflection means patisanga yoni?
Yes. Patisanga yoni.
Now that is a different aspect of reflection, it's called of vinaya, of sila. So therefore now, and according to Visuddhimagga, it can be also this present time reflection or past time reflection, atita pachayaka. So then, so therefore now, if you not mindfully eat your food without making patisanga yoniso, or you drink your kelamari without patisanga yoniso, usually you have a day to make it before you go to sleep. You have to make atita pachayaka, to reflect everything, whatever items I could not reflect today, either lodging, shivara, robes, I've used medicine I used, and food I used, I could not make reflection on them. I make a reflection now that I'm using this for this purpose. I should reflect before I go to sleep. This atita pachayaka.
But this is not patimokkha sila.
It is, this belongs to the paccaya sannisita sila.
Paccaya sannisita. Paccaya sannisita.
Related, sila related to the reflection of the paccayas.
Okay.
Of the four requisites.
Okay. He said there are two different ways. 但是你就你说醒思这个叫自虚意识界，这不是律藏里边，这那个地方醒道人里边，醒道人里边这个就是自虚意识界。然后根据醒道人的说法呢，醒思有两种，就是醒思两种，最好醒思就是你在那个受用的东西当下就醒思。然后如果你做不到的话，那你就至少就是说你这个东西你醒思呢，你受用这个东西时候没有正念，那你可以再试一下以前的事儿。
不，不，不，你这一天就是零时是一，零时用，但是没有醒思过的，一时主要是三六修，全部都醒思一遍，这样就好，这样你不会破这个自虚意识。
嗯，
大家下一题。啊，我还有一个问题，就是那个，比如说对于上来拉和弘一或者是持八戒的居士来讲，那那个就是这个背誓词这个这条，那那个比如说没有意愿，是吧？是。
类似这种的，就是一般的犯多个的这种情况。那对于这种情况是犯的还是犯的？So he's asking that for samanas, for pandu palaces, and for those lay people who has undertaken this eight precepts. So if they take this gnanapasa or satayakalika or yavajivaka as food in the afternoon. So will they fall to any fall into any offense or not? This is the question.
They don't offense, but what are the sila breaks or not? That is the question. Should be the question. Because now this samana is no offenses now. But the question should be: does the sila breaks or does not break?
Okay. Okay. Yes. This is the question. Okay.
So then. So then, according to that definition, vikala bhojana for samaneras and so forth, it does not break. If you take chatumadura for food, it does not break, because actually chatumadura is not food itself. It's regarded as medicine. Or if you get garlic, you get other drinks without real purpose. If you take for enjoyment also, you don't fall into any offenses, because they are not in reality food. Themselves. Only if you mix it with some milk and so forth, some milk powder, whatever and so forth, then you fall into vikala bhojana. Even one drop of milk powder is good enough in your tea for you to break your precepts.
他说首先就是对于你说这几种人来讲，比方说上满天，不管是上满天还是弘一还是那个说八戒就是。 他们是不存在罪的概念，就是表面对比后来说，你可以上巴拉西高嘴，等于三个叠字大嘴，但是人对你们来说这有破戒这个概念，所以你这个问题就是应该说是等于他是不是破戒，而这样就是根据上马来亚戒解释啊，你们这个是不破戒，因为他这因为就是你下午吃这个东西，它不在本身不是食物，但是如果说你的吃食跟那跟食物混合了，那就破戒了。
那也就是说。
Now this Vikala Bhojana is for samadhis not so strictly to Upasamadamas. The same way storing food, samadhis can store food, no? You know, the next rule it is about storing food. This does not apply for samaneras in Pandupalas.
Turning a bhikkhu fish is be samanaya hongyi yao yao geng yan yi xie. And then, for the food shuhu lai jiang, samanaya hongyi wan qian shi yun xie, zhe dui bhikkhu lai shuo zai ren yi xie.
不一条通调，然后等到三班，不知道时间，然后犯了，就比方说，那这个调表的人他犯什么？你说是比库这个人是比库吗？比库，所以是，所以是telling that，所以if a比库，would deliberately assess the clock time wrong。
in order for the whole sangha to fall into Vikala Bhojana offense. So will this bhikkhu himself fall into any offense?
Yes, dukkata, according to Anuloma calculation, he falls into dukkata.
So he is asking, this noon time here, is it Colombo time or not? Now in the time.
They put it in now in the time.
Now in the time.
Now in the chart is Colombo time. But we subtract 3 minutes. Then it should be the actual time in Colombo should be 12:23. But they put it 20.
他说这个已经把克隆坡时间减了三分钟了，克隆坡这正常的克隆坡时间是十二点二十三，他这个地方因为有三分钟时长，他就减了三分钟。就是按照克隆那个，他是这么说的，对。
Because now Colombo is here, Coronegala is here, more to the east. From the sun comes from here. The sun comes from here. Now Coronegala is here, therefore we get light earlier.
Yes.
And noon is earlier. So therefore, only then, after 3 minutes, then it goes to the Colombo.
Yeah.
So for now, we have to, 3 minutes earlier, noon time is here. The sun comes on the zenith 3 minutes earlier. So therefore, over your head is 3 minutes earlier than Colombo. In that case, we will make it 3 minutes earlier.
他说因为克隆，那都克隆克隆从地球上克隆，那个在克隆坡东面，然后他所以说那个太阳照过来比克隆坡要克隆坡早三分钟，所以这地方减了三分钟。So
what's the time now?
Time is finished.
Time is finished. Okay. Tomorrow, quickly. Who is reading? Tomorrow you read, no?
然后那个。